The Chabad Ramesha, because Ramesha is Makshin Ones, I just want to summarize in 2 minutes. Ramesha can do it this way. I want to summarize in 2 minutes what we did yesterday on the Malach, on the base, to Membeis, on the Aleph. Then make one more point in Shalitosis, and then the Masik Shmeitza, Liba de Hilkos. Yesterday, what we had seen was that the Machzer Vitri and the Rashba are Masbir, the Gemara, differently, and that has an Afkamina in terms of making a bracha on water. Many Rishonim discuss whether you need to make a bracha on water or not. The Shita of Tosos is that water b'sof hasudi, you don't make a bracha. However, the opinion of both the Machzer Vitri and the Rashba brought down in the Rashba is that you do make a bracha on water. The Gishmak apart from Shir yesterday was that we saw that the Rashba says one reason. The Rashba says that water and drink are two different things. And when the Gemara answers that the reason why Yayin gets its own bracha on the last two words in the Malach on the Beis is because Shani Yayin Degore Bracha La'atzmo, the Rashba had this fascinating way of reading the Gemara, and that is that wine is different, that it's a liquid, it's a drink. And since it's a drink, it's Dorein Bracha La'atzmo. This is the Shita of the Rashba. We pointed out, of course, that's different than the way Rashi had read the Gemara, that the Rashba and Rashi are reading the Gemara differently. The Talmud of Rashi, the Machzer Vitri, we pointed out that the famous Machzer Vitri, when you look at it, misses the most important part. And as the Machzer Vitri explains why you have to drink water, when you drink water every single time in the meal, the source of what our Rebbe taught us, that when we go on a hike, you have to be careful. Very, very quickly, you're going to need a new bracha, because when it comes to water, a person only drinks it when he's dehydrated. By the way, I remember the word. I was thinking of diuretic. If the person is dehydrated, so then in such a case, then he drinks, he makes a new bracha. So says the Machzer Vitri, we see from here that the drinking has nothing to do with anything else, and every time you drink a new cup of water, so then in such a case, it's a new shtia. As we were masbir before, I can't spell out more than that right now because I'm just summarizing. So therefore, the Machzer Vitri says that the halacha is that you make a bracha on every single cup. The Machzer Vitri never spoke about why you make a bracha on water altogether. That's what we raised yesterday. The Machzer Vitri doesn't say that. So what's going on? So, the Machzer Vitri is going like the Rebbe Rashi. Because Rashi, if you look in the Machzer Vitri earlier on, the Machzer Vitri says that a davar pashut, anything that's not lafos esapas gets its own bracha. What's lafos esapas? Pickles, mayonnaise, and mustard. Everything else, chicken and so on, is not going to get its own bracha. If that's so then that's beautiful. Rashi learned differently, garn bracha la'atzmo, because he doesn't learn like the Rashba. But the Machzer Vitri, it's a davar pashut. He already said earlier, it's Rapapa. Rapapa already taught us that halach is that you make a shahakol on water. The only thing that the Machzer Vitri is being mechadish is that in every single glass of water he needs to be mechadish. But once you read the Gemara, like the Rebbe Rashi, so then in such a case there's nothing more to talk about. I just want to discuss with the Talmidim after Shir that based on this, the line in Tosfos, here I'm just adding something, that the line in Tosfos, the Vahadalo Parakacha. Let's just remind ourselves how we read that line in Tosfos. We really, really got stuck in Tosfos, where Tosfos says, "With the local Machzer Vitri should cuss out, should mevarchen the mayim bracha the whole pan the pan." But I feel the self as without the kinimach. Vahadlo parachacha mayim mishum the yayin zayin. So we had no way of reading Tosfos. Tosfos was absolutely cryptic. It didn't make any sense. So we changed the Tosfos according to the Bach. That the lashon is, how did the Bach say? The holo parachacha. That Yayin is going to be different than water because Yayin is Zayin, but Mayim, which is not Zayin, is going to get its own bracha. Vanevin Yavin, that's how we read it. We pointed out after Shir that according to the Machzer, the way we saw in the Machzer Vitri itself, the Machzer Vitri is saying something different, and that is, V'ha'adalo parichacha mayem mishum de Yayin Zayin. If we're going to say that the halacha is that every single thing gets its own bracha, if it's not a lafis, it's a pahas, so then what's the Gemara's kasha according to Rashi in the Maaser Vitri? It's not the lafos es apas. Wine is not mustard, mayonnaise, or pickles. If it's not wine, mustard, mayonnaise, or pickles, how do you read it? Oh, I'll tell you how. The way it works is that because it's something that's zayin, we have a havamina that it's included. Kamash malon shani ocho. That this is different. Shani yayin the garim bracha la'atzma. So this is a summary of what we did yesterday, and it's really before Rav Moshe that I'm giving over that. And then anyhow, I realized that there was something that we had missed. In the pshat of the Tariyah. I'm just throwing out that according to this way, you don't even need to change the girsa of the Tosos. You could actually read the Gemara according to Tosos Badlo Bar Hafa once we have this awareness of the Maaser Vitri. I'm not discussing this now. I'm around Be'ezar Hashem after Mincha to discuss this. Now I want to be a Ezar Hashem, be Masik Shmaitza Liba de Ilchasa, and we will see, to be Masik Shmaitza Liba de Ilchasa, we will encounter many of the issues that came up, starting from Leini Chabura. All I needed to know, I learned in kindergarten. The question is whether we really learned those things in kindergarten. You guys know that poem, right? The All I Needed to Learn, I Learned in Kindergarten. You don't know it? Okay, so there's somebody, some holy Gentile, that wrote a poem that lists all the things that are basic to the human condition, to a moral human condition, are basic things that your kindergarten teacher taught you. How to share, how to talk with respect, if you think about that, if you just follow what your kindergarten teacher taught you for the rest of your life, then you'll be a fantastic human being. The problem is that we often don't even listen to what the kindergarten teacher taught us. That's the point of the poem. The same thing, if you really know Gemara Rashi Tosos, if you really ask the good questions when you make the Leini, you already get all the money on Brahman, Chayyotam, etc., etc., Mishma Sunday. Rabosai, let's take a look at Pesach and Shulchan Aruch. Simi Kufay and Dalit, Sidbeis, let's take one angle. The truth is, we're not being Masik Shmaitzel, leave the on all the angles of our Sugis, but at least let's take one part of that. Zok the Heilige Mechaber, Kufay and Dalit, Sidbeis. What's the halacha in regards to Yayin being potter kol minei mashma? Zot de elegim mechabim. Yayin potter kol minei mashkim. Yayin exempts all different types of drinks. Hagoa, says the mechaber, afilu mi bracha rishayna. Even from the first, its first bracha. Good question, what's it coming to add? Let's leave that question to answer. Good question. So the Mechaber says that Yayin exempts all types of mashkin. Now what we're going to do is first read the Mishnah Berurah, just translate what's going on well in the Mishnah Berurah, and then... Is okay if you look at me? So let's take a look at the Pesach in the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Yayin Poter, Shu Rosh Verishin L'chol HaMashkin. It's the beginning of all mashkin. The chulam nitfel in love. That's what we saw in Tosfos. Notice he uses the word mamish. The chulam nitfel in love. Everything is tafel to it. Says the Mishnah Bura, Gimel kol minei mashkin. Zok maran achav nitzchayim. Ubevad shiyu lefon av al shulchan. Deshoa shabirech al hayayin. With the condition that it's with you, the drinks are with you at the time that you make the bracha on the wine. The ibu lo ayil lefana b'shas bracha, because if it wasn't there, avshe yiviyu mashkin lefana b'shas sha'amad, hadayin ayayin lefana, lo mahani v'tzarech levarech aleim. But if the wine wasn't there, that's going to be a problem. Now, Rabosai, the Rishonim already point out that the classic example is where Mamash preparing for Purim. And that is, what happens if you're drinking on Purim, and for whatever reason, you didn't wash beforehand. Now, again, keep in mind, our Dukim in the Rambam, that there's no Indian to drink at all on Purim outside the Suda. You're Mevatel Mitzvah if you drink beforehand. You're Mevatel Mitzvah of the Rabban. There's a great give and take. I'm still scared of Rutorsky. Still scared of Rutorsky. Even though we have a relationship that he asks me favors with Kule, I'm still scared of him. And I said to myself, I gotta ask him the details of the story, and I did it. I regret it. I spoke about it a few times, Sitas Musar, that for all of my years of YU, I had too much fear of my Rebbe. We've spoken about this a little bit. Anyhow, I'm still scared of it, but there's an amazing legend that I heard from a person. It's not a legend. The person was there. It was there B'Shas Maisa. Rav Soloveitchik did not drink during the meal. Rav Soloveitchik, by nature, was a rigid person. So he didn't drink very much. And one of the big Rav Tversky's was drinking at the Suda by the Rav Soloveitchik used to eat the Suda by Rav Yitzchak Tversky, his son-in-law, and his daughter at Tara Tversky. And he used to have Suda there. The Rav Soloveitchik learned a tremendous amount with Rav Moshe Tversky. I think he learned sometimes 4 or 5 hours a day with him, the Chavrusa. Rabbi Meiselman claims he learned more with Rav Moshe Tversky than Rav Meir Tversky. Okay. Either way. But it was one of them was actually drinking at the Suda and bothered Rav Soloveitchik. It bothered him. So Soloveitchik said to him, either it was Rav Moshe or Rav Meir, I'm not sure. He said to them, Moshe or Rav Meir, genugshein, said in Yiddish, going to the way it was reported to me. It's enough already. So the person who was there, one of the shamashim, said that it was the only time Rav Yitzchak Tversky would bow in front of his father-in-law. He never was chalek on his father-in-law, but it was Purim. So he actually opened his mouth a little bit back to Rav Soloveitchik, and he said to him, "But Daddy, it's a mitzvah." He defended his son. He said he defended his son who was drinking. He said, "It's a mitzvah." Chai v'nish l'vesume. So Soloveitchik didn't like it. He said, at most, it's a mitzvah kabbalah. So Rav Yitzchak Tversky shot back. It was Purim. He shot back. Hevizor b'mitzvah kabbalah kibbeh machamura. That's what he said to Soloveitchik. So Soloveitchik got frustrated. He said, that's it. I'm benching and I'm leaving. And he benched and he left and they continued drinking. Okay. Let's continue on. V'yesh nakilim. Afilu. Lo hayu lefanav. I have to ask Rav Meir Tversky about the story. V'yesh makilin, a few lo yilfana, v'rakshah yadaito aleihem, v'kol zeh, v'shalo kova la'atzma. So what's that law? Oh, so why am I mentioning this? Because on Purim, the Rishonim discuss what happens if a person drinks and for whatever reason he didn't have, let's say he didn't have bread for the Suda. L'shita si, I have to be masbir, why he didn't wash. So let's say they didn't have bread for the Suda. So then in such a case, the Rishonim discuss, there's a Mordechi about this, take a look in the back of our Gemara, that the Mordechi discusses that in such a case, maybe you need to have the mashke, the water in front of you. V'yesh makilin, the Mordechi discusses in our parak about Purim. V'yesh makilin afiu lo yilafanav, v'raksha yadaito aleihem. Even if it wasn't in front of him, but his das was on it, v'kol zeh b'shlo kava atzma lishtos yayim. So what happens is the following. It says the Mishnah Berurah the following psak. In Shulchan Aruch we say Yayin is poter kolmin a mashkim. So he says that depends on certain variables. If you're koveya Purim, that's the case that the Rishonim were discussing. Why else is someone Kovei Yayin? Was it Super Bowl? No, they weren't Kovei Yayin, such a case. So on Purim, he's Kovei Yayin. So then, in such a case, the halacha is that it's Poter Kol Minei Mashkin, whether it's the fun of or whether it's Shalom the fun of. However, if he's not Kovei, so then in such a case, then it's only if it's b'fanav. So the Mishnah Berurah, you could already sense he's making a pshara. He's struggling with two variables. Number one, whether you have to be koveya or not. That's number one. And number two, the other thing he's discussing is whether it needs to be l'fanav or not. So he makes a pshara. On the one hand, which he's going to explain the sharetzim, what's the logic of his pshara. If he's koveya, then it patters everything afterwards. If he's not koveya, whether it's l'fanav or not, if he's not koveya, then he'll pater l'fanav. So the Mishnah Berurah Kedarko B'Kodesh, following in the great tradition of the Ramah, the great compromiser, this expression I heard from Rabbi Willick, the great compromiser. So the Mishnah Berurah is mitzdarev the different shitas. But maybe in Yavin, that's very, very classic in the approach of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Sefer Nishmas Adam, of course, is the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam was written in a different environment than the environment of the Mishnah Berurah, in the sense that the Chaya Adam is Vilna. And it's well known that there are a lot of links between the Vilna Gaon and the Chaya Adam. And it's well known that in Vilna, the Groz Mahalik was Yiko Vadim Esahar. You learn off the sugya, you decide the maskonis, you break apart the rishonim, loy saburu mifneish, and you decide in your koveya the halacha. In this instance, the Chai Adam is that approach, which ultimately the Mishnah Berurah is going to think that the way he was koveya as hadim wasn't exactly the way he thinks is correct. Let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Nishmas Adam. Start with the Chai Adam. Well, what's the... Okay. Simin Nunhei, Klal Nunhei Sivva. Hamikadesh Aliyai. Now this becomes no longer a Shaila in Hilchos Purim. It becomes a Shaila in every Hilchos Kiddush. Actually, not a Kiddush in Vilna, because there would be Makbid to be Koveh Suda on bread, and then certainly the bread would patch it. However, we're talking about pashtas. There are different shitas in this regard, but the pashtas, we're talking about a kiddush where there's a buffet. Says the Chai Adam, Hamikadesh al yayin, v'dayitoy lishkos yayin sarif o kafe. And his intention is to drink schnapps afterwards or coffee. Hamagei avram kasav deimet sarach levarach al hamashkin. He says in such a case you don't need to make a bracha. And I say the tzarach levarech. So this becomes a very, very fascinating machlokas. If you make kiddush and you make the barik priya gafen, does it pater everything that comes afterwards? So what's the discussion? L'chura it's a beferish gemara that the answer is yes. It's a beferish of psak and shulchan aruch that the answer is yes. However, it says like this: the limira the tzarich levarik. The Chai Adam says that you do need to make a bracha. Uvilachein hanochon sheyichavin shlo liftar amashkin. Person should have kavana not to pater amashkin. In other words, he agrees that there are some shitas who hold not this way. However, he says you should have in mind after not to exempt the amashkin. Says the Chai Adam, it's a real Sveika Dedina. You don't have a Chai Adam. Where are the photocopies? What am I doing here? Is that entertaining? What?
We're enough.
So we'll stop. We'll make more photocopies. I'll take questions in the meantime. Please go make more photocopies. I'll take more questions in the meantime. Yes, David. Oh, very good. David is asking an excellent question. David's question is like this. David's asking that at the end of the day, we were Masbir Rashi according to Machzor Vitri, but the Rajba understood Rashi like the other shitas that says that the halacha is that you don't make a bracha on water at all. It's an excellent point. The Talmidim asked this. So the truth is, that's an excellent ta'ara. So it's a great ta'ara. That's a simon that you were amal nesugya. These types of questions are a simon that you're amal nesugya. Not saying, oh, I have a svara different, or I could be miyashiv like this. He's asking me, the Minei Ubei and the Rajba, how does that fit in the Hezbir Rashi? That's a simon of someone who's amal nesugya. So the answer to your question is like this. Already the footnotes in the Masad Rav Kukurei pointed out that the Shibole Aleket quoted the exact opposite from Rashi. The Rashi had a different approach. The Rashi did make a bracha. So it seems to be that it became a machlokis between the later Rishonim of what the Shita of Rashi is. Is the Shita of Rashi the way we explain according to the Matzah Vitri, which I think is how Rashi read the Sugya, or as the Rashba had quoted, and we see the Shibbolei Aleket quotes the Farish Bepem Mole, the Shibbolei Aleket says the opposite of what the Rashba said, the Das Rashi. The Rashi did make a bracha on water. So it becomes a question of two traditions of what the position of Rashi is. And with this document that was printed in Germany in 1923, is made on the fact that it was the Talmidim of Rashi, that they made a bracha on every cup of water. That's an excellent question. The Riot's an excellent question. Is it Rabbi Yol's ears perked up when you asked that question? I saw Rabbi Yol started listening intently when I started responding to him. That's a fantastic question. Yes, go ahead, Ori. Yes. What? Everybody now has a copy? No Jew will be left behind. Every single person has a copy. Ori, yeah, last question.
What is Kavir?
Do you have a copy?
What
does it mean, Kavir? It's Das. All it means is Das, that I'm now sitting down and drinking and having a wine suda.
What do you mean, wine suda?
A feast of wine. Well, we'll teach you on Purim what that means.
There's no specific shir?
What?
There's no specific
shir? No, it's not shir. Not that I know. Comes along the Chayyad, and the Chayyad says, I don't think that that's correct. That even though the Magad Rum says that by simply drinking wine it automatically patters, I think that halacha is you have to be koveya, or at least it's a sveka d'dina, and that means that's a real shayla that you've got every time you're at a kiddush. This is mamish. It's not only halacha on Purim, it's halacha on every single kiddush. Rabosai, before we even go on, before we see how the Nishmas Adam rips apart the sugya, and let's see how we'll rip apart the Nishmas Adam, can anybody give me a hesber of what are they arguing about? What is the svara of the Magen Avraham, and what would the svara be of the Chayei Adam? What's the crux of their machlokas? Yes, Mordechai Yaakov, say loud.
It seems like the machlokas here is whether it's kish. Does kish mean that you're kovei soda or not? Oh, you're kovei on night or not? When you're playing the way we're understanding it, that if you say kiddush, then you're obviously kovei on it. But here it seems like you're saying kiddush because it's a people of the day, but you have doubt for something else. You have doubt for the coffee or the whiskey.
Mordechai Yaakov wants to say it's a question of what is kiddush. By definition, is Kiddush a Koveya, then everybody will agree that it patterns everything else, or not? That's what he wants to say. Rabosai, you agree or disagree? Yes, Eitan? All right, write down Mordechai Yaakov's Hesber.
Yes?
Okay, might be relevant, but let's talk in a Kanami. That's what's going to get involved in the Shema Sadr. But can you give me a svara, just a svara? Whenever you see a machlokas like this, now if you're just reading Mishnah Berurah and you have no background in the Sugya, then you can't throw svaras out. You have no right, because you can be talking against the Gemara. How do you know? But now that you've learned the Gemara, you did the Rashi, you did the Tosas, you did the basic Rishonim, now you need to be masbir how this works. How does this work? What is the machlokas? Eitan, you wanna finish off? What would the svara be?
The svara of why the yain is for everything is to be done.
What's that svara? Oh, okay, very good. He's saying that the shita of the Magen Avraham is that the bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen is an all-inclusive bracha which patters all things. That's the shita of the Magen Avraham. In contrast to the Chayei Adam says no, it's not the bracha that exempts it. But what exempts it? The fact that you are koveya al yayin. By simply being koveya al yayin, that's what's going to exempt it. Why would you say, what would the svara be? It's very, very hard to understand the Magen Avraham the way you're saying it, though. What in the words of Borei Pri Hagafen he's going to exempt everything. Why would Berkeley have gotten to be exempt everything? We need to go a little bit deeper. So maybe we can use Tysis. What did Tysis say? Tysis has said that by nature, everything is tafel to the wine. Right? So every time you're drinking wine, especially according to what we saw in the Pnei Yehoshua, that the other drinks normally accompany the wine. And the raya is Purim itself that the Mordechai is discussing, that it's important that one of the things they're probably going to tell you today is to make sure that you drink water as well. So then in such a case, if that's what's being said, so then that's the etzem raya, that coming along with the bar pri agafet is the water. And therefore it is. And what would the Magi Avram and the Chayodim say back to that? Why does the Chayodim disagree? Why does the Chayodim say, no, you have to be Koveya? This is Svar. What? He holds, it could be that it's true, that if it's not, it'll be Tafel. But the only time it becomes a Seuda of Yayin is if you're Koveya, just like the basic halachos of Kviya Seuda. You have to be Koveya for it to turn into a phenomenon where it's Tafel. What's behind that machlokis? That we'll have to read in the Nishmas Avodah. What's behind that machlokis? But that lechura is what's going on. I just wanted to introduce it. I'm running. I thought I had another 45 minutes. All right, let's keep on. There's a lot more to say. I'm sorry. The Nishmas Avodah is going to pick up on all this. Says the Nishmas Avodah, Chasam Angam Ramasimi Kufayin Dalet Siv Katan Aleph. By the way, I looked in Siv Katan Aleph and I didn't find it there. Look it up. Help me out. I didn't find it. The yayin shall kiddush poter kol minei mashkin. The lead zarechiyun sharei b'simin kuvayin zayin sif katan aleph says in Nishmas Adam the magen Avram paskin that halach is that automatically exempts everything. He says I don't understand this pesach. Sharei b'simin kuvayin zayin sif katan aleph that's magen Avram the main chafetz that chol pas ba'ochel ma'at ein poter shayin ma'chol. The magen Avram himself says. In last Thursday's Masik Shmaita Limdil Khasashir. That what? That in every meal you have to make sure to eat at least a kezayis. And it won't patter Shar Machalim if you don't eat less than a kezayis. Why? The law of Kaimalanki Rabbi Chia, because we don't follow Rabbi Chia. The Omar Pas Poter Komini Machal. Eladafka become a Suda la Pas, we need to call Machal Machmas a Pasbon. Avokishain Chavitz Lechel Pas ain't a Poter. Says in Nishmas Adam, Adamalda Gakasha. Last Thursday we learned that the only time that Pas is going to be Poter is if you have a significant Achila. And what's the significant achila? You need to have a kezayis of pas. In Kenim Advarim. So we see, not simply making the bracha of Borei Pri Agafet exempts everything. Who holds that every time you make a bracha it exempts? Rabbi Chia. But we don't pass like Rabbi Chia. Umash melefizeh, debiyayin the kaimalanki Rabbi Chia kemoshe kasav arash. That when it comes to yayin, like the Rosh says, the Isa b'simin kufayin dal, in gain afilu below kavala pater. So what's he assuming? He's assuming that the difference is that we don't paskin like Rabbi Chia by pass. That's what Magen Ram is assuming. But we paskin like Rabbi Chia when it comes to yayin, and the bracha of yayin automatically patters. He asks with sarichiyun. That doesn't seem to me to make sense, says the Nishmas Adam. Diminale lasos. Pluksa rechoka. You're making a machlokis that's of extremes. Rabbi Chia, you are saying, is of the opinion, afilu achiras arai, the pas poter kol minei machlo. That even if you eat achiras arai, uladidan, and we upaskin like Rav Papa, afilu bikvias de pas ein a poter, rak dvar mabor machlasuda. That's making a machlokis in extremes. Elabadai, that approach is not correct. Mashma de gam Rabbi Chia mayri dafke miachilas keva de pas. Rabbi Chia is only talking about where you're koveya. Says the Nishmas Adam, the Magen Avraham must be assuming that Rabbi Chia holds that any time you make a bracha, both on pas and yayin, automatically it exempts everything that comes afterwards. Does that make sense? Is that hegyoni? Where does he get that from? As we pointed out, Rabbi Chiya doesn't make any sense. What does the bracha motzi lechem min aretz have to do with the bracha on shikin of shakol niyeh b'dvara? So what is Rabbi Chiya's svara? Rabbi Chiya holds that the moment that you're koveya, then everything becomes included in the pas. By definition, the moment that when you're koveya, even Rabbi Chiya, the moment that you're koveya, everything becomes included in the pas. Whether it's a davar hapo machmas asuda, ami stand up, or it's a davar shein hapo machmas asuda, doesn't matter. It's automatically included in the bracha. Okay, let's continue on. V'dumya d'hachem ayri Rabbi Chiya b'yayin, and that's exactly what Rabbi Chiya is saying by yayin. D'poter haynu davke b'kava lishtos. We're talking about specifically when he was kaveya lishtos. U'bazek haymalak Rabbi Chiya, and this we pass like Rabbi Chiya. Avol b'achilas arayi d'pas v'yayin gav Rabbi Chiya moda d'ayin apoter. Rabbi Chiya himself would be moda. And we saw this in the halacha, where we said that when it comes to pas, you need to have a significant achila. There's nothing magical about the bracha. And the Nishmas Adam claims even Rabbi Chiya would agree with such a thing. What does it have to do with Amotzi Lechem in Haaretz with the bracha Shakol Nir Bidvaro? So what's Rabbi Chiya's svara against Rav Papa? Rabbi Chiya says once you're koveya, everything becomes tafel. And what does Rav Papa hold? Only if it's a davar hapo machmas asuda. In kavim advarim, yayin's not this magical bracha that's going to patter. How's yayin a magical bracha that patters? He continues. Abu Bakir is already passed yayin. Gam Rabbi Chiya mol d'dein apoter. Oh, that's the omek over here in the machlokes. This is the way the Nishmas Adam understood. You have to tell me this how you understand it. But the way the Nishmas Adam understands is that the Magen Avraham was assuming that we're paskening like Rabbi Chiya, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Chiya by pas, we pass like Rabbi Chiya by yayin, and automatically everything makes sense. Says the Nishmas Adam, what's the logic behind this? And what's the Echreach for it? There's no Echreach whatsoever at all. In Kanim Advarim, so then what we've got is the phenomenon in which the only way we can explain Rabbi Chiya is where he was koveya. So that means a yayin will only be poter if you've got a kvius on Purim. If you're a koveya to drink on Shabbos, not just to be yotze with the kiddush, you're a koveya to drink, then it'll poter. But everything else, no way. No way, it's not going to poter. Then he says, I'll bring you a raya. The Takos of a Rajba. Are you guys comfortable? Be honest with me. Are you comfortable just to wait till when the Rosh Shiva comes in? And we'll just spin around and listen from there? Are you comfortable with that? Or you want to stop and wait? But I go with supply and demand. You might want to get a better seat. That's the nafkamina. How many people want to stop here? Be honest. Please be honest. Okay. To say this, so we will stop here with one caveat. We'll do the Rajba. We're up to the Rajba, so we'll do the Rajba and then we're going to stop. Okay. V'kach kosev Rajba behedya, and this is what the Rajba writes. V'zeh lashono, he says, I'm going to bring a raya from our Rajba from yesterday. V'hadar miyan yayin poter la b'mashne b'msel chasuda el b'kavo atzmo lishnos yayin. So let's crack open the Rajba, Rabosai. Let's take a look at the Rashba. Zote the Rashba. Already in Membeis Amud Aleph. V'divrei Rashba Rabbeinu Tam Nir Nikin. The last few words on the piece. V'hada Aminan Yayin Poter Kol Minei Mashkin. This that we say that yayin exempts all mashkin, la b'mashkin abo b'suda kamar. The mashkin abo b'suda ain't to bracha kated amar. And this is self-explanatory, which we'll spell out. He says yayin that's b'dol chasuda, that of course already included in pas according to Rav Papa. Lefi the Shita of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam that you don't make a bracha on water. Ella bekoveya atzlo lishtos ka'amar. But we're talking about somebody that was koveya himself to drink. Sha'at tunin bracha. Ella sha'ayayin potrasan. He sat down to drink. But the yayin exempts it. Says the Chayodom, the Rajba is a Beferi Sharaya. That Yayin's only Pota if he's Koyveya Atzmon Lishtois. But if he's not Koyveya Atzmon Lishtois, then in such a case, what's the halacha going to be? The halacha is going to be, it gets its own bracha. Rabbosai, why are you not throwing tomatoes at me? You waited for Purim. You don't have tomatoes. You know, Rabbi Chaim Wilson was once saying Shir in YU, and he said, I misheard him. I wasn't used to his accent. So I thought he said, why are you not, you guys should be throwing dollars at me. That's what I thought he said. So Nechem Rusa, the Talmud Mubak, I was like, that was a funny expression. He said, no. He said, you guys should be throwing tomatoes at me. So I heard from Chaim Wilson first. I thought he said, I was like, what was he saying? But no. He meant that what I was saying was, I thought he was saying good. So he said, you guys should be throwing tomatoes. It sounded so good to me. That's why I wasn't throwing tomatoes. So I thought he was saying you should be throwing dollars at me. So he said, you should be throwing tomatoes. What I was saying was bad. Okay. Afterwards, I went over to Wilson. I said to him, I enjoyed the mahalach very much. Typical Brisker fashion. He snapped at me and he said, for Soloveitchik, you never use the word mahalach. And then he turned away from me. Okay. Rabbosai, you should be throwing tomatoes at me. Do you agree with the Nishmas Adam's reading of the Rajbo or the Nishmas Adam fudge?
Is
Masik Shmaitza Levit Ilchasa based on reading the Mara Rashi does the basic Rishonim well? Is the Nishmas Adam legitimate or illegitimate? For sure, he's one of the Gedolei Torah. We're going to be Mabat ourselves at the end of the day. But the Yidar. Havin Amuna, Vardar learning on Amuna. Yid has to have Amuna, he's got to learn without Amuna. Or as Rav Aryeh Bina Zatzal said, Abai and Rav are both a bunch of card playing liars. It didn't start. There's only not Rav Bina that just started talking this way. His body used to talk that way as well. Bunch of card playing liars. It's a Nishmas Adam. That's what he told Rav Bina before he went to Panovich. Don't take the Nishmas Adam's word for granted. Crack it open. Elashtikal Amelus. No. In the back, Avriel, Michal, Yosef, Michal again, two Michals in the back. All the kel is not in the cave. All the kels are outside the cave. Okay, there you go. All right, we're both saying, nope. All right, I want you to tell me where the flag is on the play, Bezor Shemul. We're going to continue tomorrow. We're going to continue with this. It's fun. It's also a Birmingham. And then, assuming I might have to go with my wife to the doctor. So then-